Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Wow Seat. I am Allie Nicole Wow, She Does It All. I'm grateful to have you join us for this segment. This platform is a production resource of the Wow Seat Media. Be sure to follow us on Facebook. You can also learn more about our other signature segment platforms at www.thewowseat.tumblr.com. Today's core focus is on Level Up Your Wow Factor with Multiplicity Entrepreneurship, one of my favorite topics. And co-hosting and collaborating with me in this segment is the Multiplicity Mound Builder, Joseph L. Jones, Jr. Super excited to have him joining me for this discussion today. We are the founders of the Multiplicity Monument Empires and also the Multiplicity Marketplace Media Tours. Just to tell you a little bit about some of the things we've done, we've actually co-authored some works together this area. We've focused primarily on the high-level branding aspect, and we have two planners that are on Amazon. They're action planners. So those publications are The Conscious Multiplicity Branding Factor for New Era Entrepreneurs. It is a basic introduction to multifaceted branding for next-level business success. And also we have co-authored together Brand Building with Multiplicity Entrepreneurship Made Easy, How to Create Multiple Streams of Revenue with Multifaceted Branding. So today we are just going to talk about this emerging new normal in entrepreneurship that will soon be overtaking the marketplace in the format of multiplicity entrepreneurship. Again, very excited to be speaking about this. So for most entrepreneurs and business owners, this concept of multiplicity entrepreneurship is going to seem new and also contrary to the previous and also the current conditionings that have been, because, we know that there's been a lot of programming for the masses to believe that you can effectively serve more than one niche at a time. We definitely are going to speak about this. However, I've been doing this type of work for over a decade and have become the chief pioneer in this area. And it's interesting because as that myth has continued to progress, over the years about you can only be effective really serving one niche, it's interesting because several years ago, I debunked that myth that a solo brand can't run a business much like a Super Walmart or a Super Target with multiple focuses. And I did this successfully when I created Allie Nicole Wow, She Does It All Media Empires. And I actually was doing this before that, but this was the bigger empire that synced up to show and demonstrate it more in a cohesive format with a lot of different levels. And so this particular empire serves several niche markets with over 500 online platforms, and I've also published like close to 300 works on Amazon for different industries. So again, it's just interesting that there's been this continuation of the myth that progresses. And I'm glad to have Joseph here in this segment with me because he's been serving with me for many years with his multiplicity works as well. And to tell you the truth, we've been way ahead of the business marketplace in regards to the next level innovative empire development. And now it's time for these principles of this type of entrepreneurship to really be the forefront, because it certainly is the emerging new normal. So again, I'm grateful to have Joseph hosting with me today so we can talk about this important topic. So Joseph, I'd like to welcome you back to the Wow Seat because you have been featured on the Wow Seat previously. So thanks for being here.
I'm thankful to be comfortably positioned on the Wow Seat once again with you.
Thank you. Trust me, I am so happy to have you here and to talk about this topic because, of course, you know, this is a topic that you and I teach on together. And actually, just a few months ago, you know, we were featured together on a Training Hub platform to speak about multiplicity entrepreneurship becoming the new normal. And I felt it was important that as you and I are gearing up for a media tour, that we should speak about it on this platform and how this level of expansion for entrepreneurship really helps to level up one's wow factor. So I know you're ready to jump into this topic, right?
Very much so, yes.
Okay, great.
And
like I said, we talk about it
all
the time.
Right. And this is a great platform to talk about that subject on this Wow Seat, because through this, then you will be able to reach more people that we haven't been able to reach on the other platform. So it's definitely media domination with this topic.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you so much. Man, that was great. I co-sign with you. Yes, media domination, you know, for sure. You're right. The time to talk about it on this platform, it certainly is now. There's no better time anyway to talk about multiplicity entrepreneurship, but certainly in these times and these emerging progressions that are taking place, this certainly is a chief cornerstone topic to be focusing on. So I guess before we start getting into this, I guess I should clarify what multiplicity entrepreneurship is. I mean, there are several definitions that I actually have for it, but a basic definition is it's really about having the ability as an entrepreneur, and I know, Joseph, you'll agree with this, to be able to diversify, multiply, maximize, and monetize several areas of one's expertise. It could be natural talents, just skill sets, to be able to serve in a variety of niche markets or in several industries. Or it could simply be that someone is multiplying a concept and then they leverage it in several ways, you know, at the highest level. But I will say this is not for those who believe in the one niche wonder concept. So, Joseph, would you like to speak to that or add to the definition?
Well, yes, that is very true. And I believe and know that what that comes from is at one time it was taught and preached and drilled into people's heads that you have to have one thing, stick to that one thing, have that one-sided focus on whatever it is that is your talent or your ability. And then as time passed, of course, you were far ahead of the curve. As things began to change, then you started hearing a new mantra being preached, which is, okay, now you have to have multiple streams of income. You have to have multiple outlets to tap into. So what it really tells us and what it really depends on is who you're listening to. And you want to be listening to people who are actually embodying what they're talking about and seeing and getting those results, not jumping on the bandwagon, but actually moving ahead of the band and seeing where the industry is going and then directing people in the direction that they're going to be much more beneficial by following that path. And that's exactly what you have been doing and what you're continuing to do even now as we begin to pivot and shift in another direction.
Yes, thank you so much. I appreciate your words, and that was just spectacular. You are absolutely right. I want to go back to something that you said, too, in terms of when things started shifting and the whole concept of multiple streams of income started, you know, becoming kind of the forefront. And even with that, you know, we talk about within our multiplicity work that what we do is, yes, it is setting up different channels and multiple streams of how you can express different levels of your talents and expertise, but it is in a different format than the traditional multiple streams of income, because as we know, when people get focused on the multiple streams of income, that's what they're focused on, multiple streams of income, but not necessarily multiple streams of unique expression that can produce that income. So you have a lot of people who will grab at what you said, the trend or what seems to be, you know, hot now, the bells and whistles, different things like that, and they will pursue that to make money, but not necessarily have any passion, you know, about what it is that they're doing. And I'm not saying that you have to be 1,000% passionate about every single endeavor that you embark on in terms of how you make your income. But we do know that there are some people who don't even have an interest in what, like a marketing, the network marketing initiatives. Some people don't have an interest
right.
in that yet. They jump into that because it says, hey, this is how you can make some extra money. This is how, and so it's very money driven. Where when you can learn how to multiply the things that you love and the things you really feel solely called to be a part of, then we're talking something different, and the impact and income tend to be produced in ways that are very much enjoyable versus I just went to do this and learn this so that, because it's an industry that seems to be making some money and I have to make ends meet and I need to get into this, but all the while hating it, but just doing it to earn a dollar. And as we know, even within mm-hmm. the traditional workforce, I mean, it's enough of that going on where people, yes, to make the money, to make a living, and can't really stand what they're doing, and they're paying a price in an area based on just trying to, you know, make the money. Of course, you got to do what you have to do and make it, but just know that there are some alternatives. And you got to start shifting to those alternatives and starting to build effectively for what it is that you really want. And going back to what Joseph said, got to be mindful of who you're listening to as well, because people who have not tried or tested a quote-unquote theory a certain way or a practice long-term and don't have results to prove that that particular thing works, then no, you don't even need to be listening, you know, to them. But you'll soon see that a lot who have preached that false gospel as well, it's going to be interesting when that is now the new normal. What are they going to do then when what they've been doing dries up? Because that is very much what's about to happen. So, Joseph, before we get into the leveling up factor, you want to speak to anything really quick?
Well, yeah, that's exactly what is happening right now with even some of your more dominant businesses that have been around for many
mm-hmm.
years. Many
oh,
of
yeah.
them are drying up and closing up, and it's to the surprise of many in the public. But if they've been listening to some of the things that
yeah.
you've been putting forth over the years, it should not be a surprise, because we saw
right, and it's
coming.
Not just because of what has
and
happened
so,
globally either.
Right,
yeah.
right.
Mm-hmm. This was going
to so
be happening regardless.
For that shift to take place, yeah, you have to be in the right position in order to make the shift. And if you're not, mm-hmm. then you want to position yourself real, 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 real quickly. And we
exactly.
still have a very small amount
window.
Of time to make that
oh, yeah.
shift. It's still cracked open. It's not all the way open, but there's still a little crack for us to kind of make our way through if we take very quick
mm-hmm.
and immediate steps. And
absolutely.
That will help us to be successful. So that's some of what we're talking about today.
Oh, absolutely. No, you are absolutely right. I couldn't agree with you more. And, you know, on the note of sort of segueing from what you said into talking about this leveling up factor in terms of one's wow factor and being able to level that up. And for those who are new to the wow seat and aren't familiar with what the wow missions are, the wow works that we talk about, and the wow factor on this platform. Wow stands for worthwhile outstanding work. So what is your worthwhile outstanding work or mission? Primarily, obviously, we talk a lot about entrepreneurship. So we deal with what those worthwhile outstanding works are in the marketplace. And so when we're talking about your worthwhile outstanding works or your wow mission, and basically your unique branding factor, you know, we combine those. This really helps to set you apart in the marketplace so that you're able to leverage the multiplicity-preneur element that we bring to the table. It allows you to start expanding this unique brand power, because everyone has branding power within them. It's just a matter of it being unleashed, you know, and being able to tap that untapped potential and bring it forth. But when you leverage the multiplicity-preneur element, it really starts to elevate your branding and bring out your wow works and your wow factors where you can demonstrate it at the highest level, and not just the highest level of it's exuded this way, but actually the highest level of your potential, and that's so important. So when it comes to what we, our core focus for today about leveling up one's wow factor with the multiplicity entrepreneurship, as I mentioned before we got into the segment, is that Joseph and I, we like to start, you know, with the branding aspect. We like to focus on the building of the brand first, more so than the building of the business or the empire, all right, because and Joseph knows this. You can have a great concept, business model, setup, or whatever, but you have to keep this in mind. If people don't buy into your branding, it's like being all dressed up with nowhere to go. Yes, now sometimes people will buy products and services. however, in order to do so, they must first make a connection to the brand. Now, I know some are thinking, that's not always the case. Well, maybe it's not always the case, but primarily it is. But in some cases, no, there will be times where people just buy a product that hits the market and is something that, you know, those potential buyers have already been looking for, and maybe they don't need to trust the brand, so to speak, and they just know that's what they want and they get it. But one thing I do know, and Joseph, I know you can speak to this, is that the brand trustability factor, though, is really important. And even though people may buy without having to like the brand, it doesn't mean that they will consistently come back to that brand over and over, even if the product's good. And something I want to say to our entrepreneurs, you got to keep in mind that competitors exist in the marketplace and often try to replicate what they see others doing. So if one of those competitors actually starts to build a know, like, and trust brand relationship with the buyer, then even if they purchased, you know, something from you at one point, but they didn't really buy into you, they will certainly make the shift and go somewhere else where there's a total package of the know, like, and trust, which is why, again, Joseph and I released branding works in this area before releasing any of our other business building and marketing works for Multiplicity. And speaking of which, there will be links to the publications that I mentioned earlier. There will be links in the description box, you know, below. So, you know, this is an interesting topic, and I want to definitely, of course, because we're going to be closing out soon, have Joseph to jump back in on this, but the leveling up factor is that you got to start leveling up by looking at your current branding position and focusing on the evolution of your worthwhile, outstanding works, because that's what really makes up your wow factor. You got to ask, you know, yourself, is your current branding uniqueness or your wow factor mission, you know, still relevant to who you have become or becoming? There's a time and a season for everything. Joseph and I were just talking about this, actually, where you got to find out, are you still relevant at this stage of the game? Because what made you have the wow factor at one point may no longer be the going thing for your brand, you know, or business moving forward. I can talk so much about this because I definitely want to talk on the evolution, but Joseph, I want to get you to chime in.
Well, you hit the nail right on the head with that, because we know by now that people don't really buy products. They buy people, and they buy into people. So that depends on your branding. And if they can connect and attach to the person that is doing the branding and then attach to that brand, then they will participate and consume that product. So your branding, you want to make sure that it represents a model of consistency and quality for the customer to continue to come back and enjoy that same type of quality and consistency each time they participate in that product and in that experience. Yes. That's
absolutely
important for branding.
Mm-hmm.
It's also important to note that where we kind of get tripped up is many people are chasing the dangling carrot. And what I mean by that is they're participating in tasks in a dash for dollars. They're looking for whatever task I can do to accumulate a dollar, as opposed to leaning into their talent. And their talent is their worthwhile, outstanding work. That's their talent.
That's right.
And when you lean into your talent, the dollars will come. But if you're chasing the dollars in a task-oriented perspective, then you're just running around chasing your own tail. You may accumulate some money, but your talent and your worth will continue to be unattached to what it is that you're doing, and you'll be operating out of a deficit. So it's important to tap into... Yes. And people live their whole lives and go to the graves never having tapped into their worthwhile, outstanding work, their talent, their gift. And that's only what you can render. It's not something that somebody else can take full advantage of. It's something that you have to tap into and get the full worth out of.
Oh, that was so magnificently stated. Oh, yes. That, listeners, go back and like repeat that part over and over and over again and allow that to sink in, because that was gold. That's a treasure chest that has come forth. Joseph, that was awesome. That's the segment right there. That's how you level up your wow factor, right there in what he just said. Oh my goodness, that was perfect, man. That was amazing. I wanted to speak a little bit to the evolutionary factor, you know, but that right there is the evolution. One thing I will say is that you got to allow yourself to progress, just like what Joseph was saying, and don't just chase the dangling, or as he called the dash for dollars. That was perfect. Don't just chase anything, like what we mentioned before. Don't just create multiple streams of income for the sake of creating multiple streams of income and get yourself in a loop and a human hamster wheel activity of the task that Joseph was talking about, and not tapping into your potential. You're neglecting the talents that you have that will extract those worthwhile, outstanding works for you to be able to, you know, bring into the world. And going back to what I said before is that for those who are in entrepreneurship right now is that your branding factor and even your wow factor, so to speak, that has been, you have to check in and see, is it still relevant? Because we are more than just one body of works. And so sometimes people can get trapped in what they have previously been doing, what they're currently doing, and thinking that's the end-all, be-all. Joseph said something about we ourselves are shifting and up-leveling even in the multiplicity and multidimensional facets of what we do, and knowing when to make those shifts and those transitions into the next level of relevancy for the expansion and evolution of the worthwhile, outstanding works. So if you aren't caught up with the evolutionary aspects of your brand and your mission, you won't be able to make an impact or income in the higher brackets, and you want to be able to start shifting into that. But your multiplicity branding factor, so to speak, coupled with your worthwhile, outstanding works, this will cause you, trust me, to expand into different dimensions of your branding so that you never get stuck in any one format of your entrepreneurial existence. So I am definitely going to say you to take time out to examine. Listen, do an inventory of your current branding position and the works that you are delivering at this time, to see where are some of the shifts and the up levels, you know, that need to take place. And before we get ready to close out, I'm just going to bring Joseph in to, you know, share any closing thoughts. We do have a platform that's called Multiplicity Entrepreneurs, and there'll be a link to that in within the description. But you can visit www.multiplicityentrepreneurs.tumblr.com, and you'll find a training series, some resources, and some bonuses. And if you want to learn more about our other platforms, definitely be sure to check out the Multiplicity Monument Empires on Tumblr. So, Joseph, do you have any closing words?
Well, this has been a wonderful conversation, and I'm sure that somebody out there can use this information, and in one form or another, everyone can use it in their lives of business and in their personal lives as well. I guess the best way to end would be to end with a question, and the question would be, what is more worthwhile than your most outstanding work? Your talent and your gift that has been uniquely gifted to you, what is more worthwhile than that?
Wow.
That's the question.
That is the question. You are right, and that is the perfect way to end. I tell you, you always over-deliver. That's why I love being able to collaborate with you and have these magnificent conversations, especially around this particular topic. Ladies and gentlemen, that is it right there. Joseph, again, go back and rewind that question there. That's all you need. I have nothing more to say other than I want to thank Joseph, of course, for being here and dispensing his wisdom and his knowledge and sharing in this segment. So, Joseph, thank you so much. Appreciate you being
thank
on the Wild
Thank you so
seat.
Much. It's always a pleasure.
Thanks so much. Wow, incredible. So in the show description, you'll find info for how to follow Joseph and also, again, links to our publications. I just want to thank everyone for joining us today for this segment of the Wild Seat. Wow, incredible. Again, you can follow us on Facebook or visit www.thewowseat.tumblr.com. You can also learn more about me at my press site, www.wowshedoesitall.com. Listen, level up your wow factor. Go out and make it a wow week. Continue to ask yourself the question Joseph posed. And with that, stay blessed.